You're listening to All Things Considered on YPR. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Montana's senators are trying to reverse a controversial federal court case out of Bozeman. They say it's partly to blame for the state's devastating wildfires. But as Nate Hedgie reports, some environmentalists say it's actually an assault on the Endangered Species Act.
At a congressional hearing last Thursday, Republican Senator Steve Daines says there's a saying in Montana.
Either we're going to manage the forests, or the forests are going to manage us.
And he says a recent Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling known as the Cottonwood decision means the forests are managing Montana. Daines testified alongside Democratic Senator John Tester in support of their bill to reverse the Cottonwood decision. That ruling says the U.S. Forest Service needs to draw up a new management plan for 12 million acres of critical Canada lynx habitat. The lynx is on the threatened species list. But Tester says a new forest management plan can take decades to write. So in the meantime,
everything stops. All the recreational opportunities stop, the tree cuts stop, trail maintenance stop. Everything stops while they redo this forest plan.
Now, a spokesperson for Lewis and Clark National Forest says revising a forest management plan doesn't stop work, but it can hamper it. And Tester says their bill will stop lawsuits from forcing entire forest management plans to change. Instead, if a lawsuit is filed, agencies could address it on a smaller scale.
Where that tree cut's going to happen, or where that road restoration is going to happen, or where that culvert's going to be taken out to make a stream flow right, or wherever it might be. Deal with it on a much smaller basis where the problem really exists, and continue to implement the forest plan that took decades to write up.
Politicians are now trying to change the Endangered Species Act so that they don't have to do analysis when new critical habitat has been designated.
That's John Meyer, executive director of the Bozeman-based Cottonwood Environmental Law Center. He was the attorney who initially filed suit against the U.S. Forest Service in 2015. Meyer says the agency needs to look at how forest-wide timber sales could impact the imperiled lynx's habitat, and adds that a review of the current plan is already happening, and it'll be done next month.
So before Congress starts having hearings and tries to change the Endangered Species Act, we should wait to see what the biologists say in November.
In their testimony last week, both senators said revising the management plan hampers the U.S. Forest Service in mitigating fires. While Myers concedes his lawsuit has slowed down forest management projects, he says it isn't the underlying source of wildfires. Instead, the environmental lawyer says it's climate change.
We have longer fire seasons. They're way worse. And it's just an issue that needs to be addressed.
Tester agrees that climate and weather cause wildfires, but
if we're able to manage the forest more to meet the needs of our ever-changing climate, I think it will make our forests more resilient. Are we still going to have forest fires? You betcha we are. Are they going to burn like they did this summer? Well, time will tell. If we're able to, you know, remove the dead timber and move forward in a common sense way with public input along the way, then I think we're doing the forest a service, we're doing wildlife a service, fisheries a service, and fix the situation.
Tester says he expects the bill to be amended by the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. If it gets out of that committee, he says he and Daines will try and win support for it on the Senate floor. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.